Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.
Golf spikes. That's the word of the day. Golf spikes. Yes, true, honest, working class hero right there, Mr. Vast. Look, maybe next time, maybe you buy a jacket that actually has sleeves. Just kind of throwing it out there. But you know, I'm this clip is never going to get old to me.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania, and we're throwing you out of office, because you know what? I'm sick and tired of your negative ads.
He's not just sick. He's sick and tired. Him and his golf spikes. I'm here to share some thoughts on the just pure gold. I mean, this is... if you're running a campaign against someone, this is what you want them to do, which is why I've asked Braddock Mayor John Fetterman to come talk with us. He is the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor, running with Tom Wolf, which I got to tell you, I think right now, and I know he's not going to agree, but I think it's over. I think this was the spike in the heart of the evil empire. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I joked, I sent out a tweet, I said, Scott Wagner is a tracker on his own company, or on his own campaign. Like, he put that video out. It's not like that was a hidden video. That, you know, he actually got on the side of a highway yelling at a billboard. And I want to point out, Rick, that billboard has nothing to do with our campaign. We didn't put that billboard up. No one, you know, like, no affiliation whatsoever. So he's on the side of the road with a stack of paychecks. Like, instead of giving his workers his paychecks that they deserve, he's holding on to them in a chair by the side of a road, yelling at a billboard that we didn't put up. And, and of course, as the clip indicated, he just completely has lost his mind.
But, so, you know, this isn't the first time the guy's lost his mind. He's always been off the path.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
well, he's just unhinged and he's unstable. He's unkind. He's unstable and he's unfit. It's really just the bottom line. And I don't care what your political persuasion is, but even top Republicans, I mean, all across the country are weighing in and saying this is just unacceptable beyond the pale. So it's not a partisan thing to condemn someone standing on the side of a road yelling that he's going to stomp on your face with golf spikes. It's like, who talks like that?
I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just one of those things that just insane to me. But, you know, even Representative Steve Scalise, the Republican who got shot,
yeah.
he's going, you know, these comments are totally unacceptable. As I've said many times before, there is absolutely no place in our politics for this kind of rhetoric. And you go, but here's my problem, John. And it's good.
Ben Shapiro is one of the main luminaries on the conservative side. He said it's disgraceful. He's like, yeah, this is crazy.
So, I agree.
I mean, like, yeah.
I agree,
yeah.
But here's my point. My point is in the post-Trump era, I mean, we are now in the Trump era. This is who the Republican Party is, or it appears to me, and you could disagree, but this is who they are. This is what they believe. This is what they do. So, I mean, you look at Kavanaugh's unhinged, whatever the hell that was a couple of Thursdays ago. You look at this, it's just when they show us who they are, can't we believe them?
Well, I can't ever remember any politician, certainly running at the level of governor for the fifth largest state in the country, speaking in that kind of a manner. Like, you know, even if he said something goofy, like, I'm going to kick your butt, Governor Wolf, which is inappropriate, but it's like, who's like, get a catcher's mask because I'm going to stomp on your face with golf spike? Like, who says that? Who thinks like that?
So. You know, here's the thing. I've always said he fashions himself the Tony Soprano of Central Pennsylvania. Here it is.
Oh, he's this little doughboy, you know, on you know, staying on the road, you know, ranting and raving, and it's just crazy. And it's just bizarre to me that you would speak to somebody in that kind of a manner. I mean, the bottom line is this, Rick, is that Scott Wagner put that video out as a representation of, like, this is what he wants you to know about him. And he was loud and proud until it hit the airwaves, and people were rightfully mortified by it. And he's national, Rick. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, CNN, NBC, CBS News, the New York Times, Daily Beast, Newsweek. He's literally one of the top national stories, certainly in politics, Drudge Report. So he's really turned this into a national spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump's going to be ticked. He stole the news cycle, and not really in a good way.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like you have the GOP nominee threatening to stomp on someone's face with golf spikes. I don't know what would make someone think that's a good look for anybody, but apparently that's Scott Wagner, and that's what I hope people, you know, take from the whole scene is this man is unhinged, unfit, and unstable.
And I got a question. I really have to question his staff. You know, what kind of a staffer would allow him to go live, unscripted, you know, unhinged? What person would allow him to do that?
I feel whatever his staff is, you know, he's taking orders. You know, like I said, Scott's directing his campaign. I mean, you saw that email he sent out a few days ago saying he's tapped out and, you know, Republicans' establishment's out to get me. And he was being publicly lynched publicly or something. I mean, just really bizarre and inappropriate things. And Scott's been highly problematic for a while with some of his things. But this is beyond the pale. And, of course, my running mate, Governor Wolf, responded in a completely restrained and tactful manner. And it just demonstrates why. Yeah, he's just the right choice.
Yeah, I think the response of "that would hurt, I don't think I'd like it" was the perfect one.
Yeah, what a gem of a response! You know, when you have a guy yelling at a billboard on the side of a highway, and Governor Wolf responds in such an even, measured way. So, I don't know, but
let me ask you this, John, because, you know, as a human being, you know, it's one thing to mock him. And look, he really deserves to be mocked over this. Is this not really a call for help? I mean, at some point, should we not have an intervention to help this guy? Because it looks like he's off his meds.
I don't know what that threshold would be, but what I do know is that Scott Wagner literally went national today with what he said and did on the sideline, and it wasn't like some undercover video like his Young and Naive dust up or some of these other things where it was hidden video or a hot mic kind of a thing. He actually put this out there, that this was on his Facebook page. So I'm not sure what he thought was going to happen when you say that kind of stuff. But the thing is, Rich, he didn't really apologize. He said, "I used the wrong metaphor." And then he implied that Governor Wolf was to blame because Governor Wolf, is running. You know, Governor Wolf isn't running negative ads. You know, we're not running negative ads. We're running. You know, Governor Wolf's running on his record. As I said, that billboard isn't from our campaign. It has no affiliation with our campaign. So it's really just completely bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. But it brings back to my thought of, you know, don't we need to be doing something for mental illness? I mean, because this is really the highlight of this is, you know, maybe we should be talking about mental illness, because I'm looking at this and going, there's nothing rational, there's nothing sane about what we saw. And I don't know how you justify saying, you know what, we're gonna stop you with golf spikes. I just don't know how you do that.
I'm not gonna wade in on that, but what I will say is that I think I think Scott's feeling the weight of his campaign and as he should after that kind of a meltdown.
Yeah. Now we're closing in on on November 6th. We're heading down the final stretch here. And as you pointed out, look, he's feeling the pressure. How are you guys doing?
Oh, well, hey, we're on our way back to Western PA from York. We had a great event in York. Again, capacity crowd for the York County Democratic event. And that's what we're seeing all across Pennsylvania in these red counties is biggest crowd in the last 10 or 15 years or more. And there's a lot of energy there. And it's impossible to deny that the elephant in the room was Scott Wagner's meltdown. But we're really still talking about the important things like organized labor, how he wants to destroy unions in Pennsylvania, how he wants to take away a woman's right to choose, how he wants to take away health care for Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania, how he has taken $1 million from Betsy DeVos and wants to work to experiment and privatize public education through Betsy DeVos and her family's foundation and interest. So it's really just reminding it's not just crazy things he says to a billboard on the side of the road. It's really his policy and how dangerous he would be to the union way of life and other democratic ideals that we all cherish.
Yeah, and for me, as I've been telling people, and I've had conversations with a number of conservatives over the last couple of days, and saying, look, he got $1 million from Betsy DeVos, and then took it to Wall Street and lost it. Took it to the gambling house and lost.
Well, that's the joke. That's the quip I make at an event. I said, the bad news is he got $1 million from Betsy DeVos. The good news is he lost $600,000 of it investing. There's so many reasons why he should be disqualified. And this meltdown was just the latest version of it.
Yeah, but I mean, the meltdown aside, go back to that $1 million. He took $1 million and turned it into 300,000+. Is that who you want? Is that who you want running the state budget? Is that who you want handling your tax dollars?
I just would remind every union brother and sister listening, or anyone friend, family in a union, whatever. This man has compared union members and unions to Adolf Hitler.
Yep.
And again, this is a fact you can look it up in a reputable news source. Compared it to Hitler, and wants to exterminate unions, the union way of life in Pennsylvania, and that it to me is deeply alarming. And I won't stand for that. And I will do. There isn't anything I won't do. Go around. We won't get home till after 11 tonight. It's that important, and we have a full slate of events tomorrow and Sunday. We're committed to making sure everyone understands just what's on the line in Pennsylvania with Scott Wagner running for governor.
No, you're one of the hardest working guys in politics. Every time I talk to you, you're somewhere. You're on your way to somewhere. You're coming from somewhere. You're never home. And look, you got to get home to the wife and those kids because they're not going to stay. They're not going to stay a little long.
No, they're not, and there's some things that I'll never get back that I miss that I can't. But ironically, this is some of the biggest reasons why I'm doing this is because Pennsylvania would change in a ways that would I really really can't don't want to envision for my children, and I wouldn't for anyone's children. I just want people to understand that even though especially after today what Scott did. We can't get a sense of complacency and think somebody else will do it, someone else will do not. I don't have to vote. We need all hands on deck still, and we have to make sure that we step up and deliver on November 6th to make sure that we put this away.
I'm right there with you. I'm hoping Lynn Swann is smiling on November 6th.
Oh, the things are all. It's just a different kind of. Of Republican party, and it's different times. My bottom line is Governor Wolf stands for all those things and protects and safeguards all those things. And it's done a great number of things for the people of Pennsylvania. He deserves a second term, and I'm proud to be his running mate.
There you go. John, I appreciate you taking time for us, as always. Thank you so much. Drop of a hat, you're here. I look forward to talking to you again real soon between now and Election Day.
I appreciate it, Rick. To you and all your listeners, it's always an honor to be on your show.
Thanks so much. Mayor John Fetterman, hopefully Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman very soon. Remember, November 6th, make sure that you're ready to vote. And look, I got to play it again. I have to. I'm sorry. You're probably going to get tired of it, but I got to play it.
Well, Governor Wolf, let me tell you, between now and November 6th, you better put a catcher's mask on your face, because I'm going to stomp all over your face with golf spikes, because I'm going to win this for the state of Pennsylvania, and we're throwing you out of office, because you know what? I'm sick and tired of your negative ads.